Halloween program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And as always, a beautiful day in sports, especially on a Sunday when I'm thinking about the Masters and two names that are nowhere to be seen on a Sunday, and I couldn't like it any more than what I'm seeing. No Phil, no Tiger, but we do have a Bubba, and we do have a Jordan. And we have a whole slew of other guys. Matt Kuchar, Jonas Blix, Miguel Jimenez, Ricky Fowler, Lee Westwood, and Jim Furyk, all atop that leaderboard within three shots of Jordan Spieth and Bubba Watson. So I am absolutely looking forward to a great Sunday at Augusta and a perfect Sunday right where I'm sitting, to be honest with you. I know I got my man Jeff Rich, so I'll say quickly, hello, Jeff. How you doing this morning, Jeff?
Hey, top of the morning to you. I'm doing just fine. Great weekend.
Absolutely, and you know, a lot of things to talk about. Suns not in the playoffs officially last night as they get ousted. And a couple other teams in Atlanta and whatnot. So we're just getting warmed up. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. He is Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back in just a few right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If your loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline U.S. Network. A lot going on in the world of sports. Got my man Jeff Rich with me as we are breaking it down. And now joining us, I believe, will be Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Mary, are you with us?
I sure am. Good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day where we are. I don't know what's going on in Chicago right now, to be honest with you, but it's been beautiful the last few days here in Phoenix, and I hope things are getting a little bit better for you in Chicago, Mary.
Well, I am really happy to say that yesterday and today, for probably another couple hours, I'm talking like maybe in the 70s, and we have seen that word sun. We have seen the sun. So life is pretty good here in the Windy City.
Good deal. Hey, I don't know if you're a golf fan at all, but obviously it's the Masters weekend, and two names that aren't in there, and I'm kind of happy about it, to be honest with you. No Phil Mickelson and no Tiger Woods, but there is a Jordan Spieth, there's a Bubba Watson, a Matt Kuchar, and some other guys, and I think that today is going to be a very interesting Sunday at the Masters.
Oh, I absolutely love the Masters for so many different reasons. If you watch this on TV and you're not just...
Not sure what happened. I think we may have lost Mary there. But, Jeff, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you here.
All right, good deal. And in a moment, we are going to talk to Mary as soon as we get her back here. Each and every week, we talk to her about usually a specific charity from TicksForCause.com, and you know, we usually point out something or an individual charity, and we talk about that. But today is a different day when we're going to talk about individuals that help along with the process. So as soon as we get Mary back here in just a moment, we will talk to her about that stuff. But in general, just a wonderful day in sports. And do we have Mary back right now? I guess we don't, but we'll get her in just a moment. And like I said, each and every week we do talk to Mary about usually a certain specific charity, and we feature that. This week we're going to feature individuals and how they can help in benefiting people with the same deal, with the same cause. But until we get her, Jeff, I don't know how you're looking at it, but today should be a very interesting day in the Masters at Augusta. But again, we do have Mary back with us. So sorry about that, Mary. Not sure what happened, but I was describing that we normally talk to you about a specific or a certain charity each and every week. However, this week, we're doing something a little bit different. We're talking about individuals and how they can get involved with TicksForCause.com.
Yes, we sure are, Andy. And this is a really cool thing. We had some people who have used our site to support their charity. They came to us, and they came to us last December. There are teams, running teams, that they have members all over the country running for St. Jude, and they said, hey, you know what, we have to raise a certain amount of money before we're eligible to run. Can we come on with our running team, and can we be a cause, and that when we're going out to that basketball game or that hockey game, or we're going to go to the Fleetwood Mac concert, can we support our running team who's running for St. Jude? And we said, absolutely. So it's been a great opportunity for teams like this. So whether you're doing a marathon, a walkathon, a bike-a-thon, you can come on with your page and benefit.
Again, it's a beautiful thing that what you do, and this is a beautiful thing for people, individuals, to be able to get involved with Ticks for Cause. I checked it out. Jeff, I don't know if you had a chance to look at this or not, but I really think it's actually a very unique idea in which you guys have chose, or people that approached you about this. Very unique.
Yeah, we're and like I said, it's been so much fun to be able to work with them. We're working with teams from New York, Phoenix, as a matter of fact, Dallas, Chicago. And again, it's for all of those people who are out there. And again, you can't, certain marathons run out. You can't get in unless you're running for a charity. And if you're running for a charity, you have to raise sometimes anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500. You can only go out and ask your friends and your family and the people you work with so often to write a check. And here's a way for them to say, hey, I know you guys were going to go out to that baseball game or to that hockey game, football game. If you come here and you buy them through Ticks for Cause, we get to benefit from that. And it's been really exciting to see something like this take off.
Absolutely. And I know that up until May 1st, it's free for individuals to sign up, and then after May 1st, there's a $9.99 a year cost. Is that correct?
That's correct. And what that really gives some a team or an individual, when they come onto the site, they get their own profile page. They can put their pictures, a slideshow up, tell their story. They have a way then to have links that they can send it out to their friends and family and coworkers about another way to help them. And what we also do, we have an unlimited access for them to create what we call landing pages. So let's just say there was a whole group of you, your friends, that wanted to go to a concert or go to a Boston Red Sox game. You create a page. We create that for you, and you send it out to the whole group. Hey, guys, here's the game we're going to go to. It's right here. Just click here. My page is already going to benefit. You don't even have to do that. You just buy the ticket, and I'll get 7.5% of that to go to my fundraising efforts. It's that simple.
Very good. I mean, just a really, really good cause, and what people are doing individually and just via the website, Ticks for Cause. Like I myself have purchased tickets there. I mean, again, just an unbelievable site. Not just games, it's dining, it's entertainment, you name it. They totally have you covered. Like Mary says, the website with a heart, and I totally agree with you 100%. Jeff, do you have anything for Mary before we let her run?
Yeah, Mary, you know what? I'm going to be in Chicago next month for while the Yankees are playing at Wrigley, and I caught myself shopping on your site. And now I understand that there are two different types of donations or ways to buy tickets, and there's a little bit of a different breakdown for the charities between donated tickets and regularly purchased tickets. You want to explain that for our listeners?
Oh, I sure will. When you come to our site, if you see any ticket that's designated with a heart, that means that somebody came and donated those tickets to the charity of their choice. That donor gets an automatic tax receipt for that. And when that ticket sells, that benefiting charity gets 90% of that ticket price. So that's the value of a heart. All the other tickets that we have on our site benefit a charity as well, but those are the tickets that we have access to on the secondary ticket site. So what that means is that when you buy one of those tickets, 7.5% of that goes to the charity of the purchaser's choice. So regardless of what ticket you buy on our site, every single ticket benefits charity at no extra cost to the purchaser.
Again, absolutely a beautiful thing. And as Mary, like you always like to say, where you buy your tickets really does matter. And if you can do it on ticksforcause.com, benefiting a charity of your choice, I really absolutely don't see any other reason to go anywhere but your website, to be honest with you, Mary.
Oh, thanks so much, Andy. We appreciate it because, again, like we say, we can make a difference. It's a $37 billion business, and our goal literally is to make as much of that $37 billion concert and sports ticket business alone, make as much of that benefit charity as we possibly can. And we do it with awareness. And, you know, you guys are a huge help in getting us to get that word out. And we thank you very, very much.
Hey, we do our best, Mary, and it's really about a tag team effort on this. You present the information, and we give you a forum to do it. So appreciate your time as always. Real quickly, who do you like today in the Masters?
Okay, I'm going with Jordan Spieth. That's my vote on him.
Very good. I hope he pulls it out. Thanks as always, Mary. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
You bet. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
You too. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause, as she joins us each and every week right here on the program. It is Dorf on Sports, and you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All righty. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich along with me as we are going to dive into sports. In case you missed it, Pacquiao wins the decision last night. I didn't catch the fight. Jeff, did you happen to check out the fight or no?
No, but I read enough about it that I believe that I saw it when I woke up this morning. And Timothy Bradley Jr. needs to find a new opponent from everything I've read about this fight, though.
Yeah, I mean, Pacquiao gets it done, pretty dominant. I think he landed somewhere around 35% of his punches, and Bradley got about 20%, 22%. And so obviously, yeah, it was somewhat dominant for Pacquiao. But obviously a huge day at the Masters. We've already gone through this a little bit. Jordan Spieth atop that leaderboard with Bubba Watson, who came back to the field a little bit yesterday. You know, he got out of the gate pretty early and gets one under par, but at the end of the day, finished a couple over, and, you know, ultimately kind of let some guys back into this thing. He and Jordan Spieth at 5 under, like I said. Matty Kuchar, Jonas Blix, both those guys at 4 under par. Miguel Jimenez, guy who always seems to be kind of hanging around, 3 under par. Ricky Fowler, good to see him atop this leaderboard at 3 under. Lee Westwood, a guy that, you know, let's face it, second or third is kind of what he does a lot of the time at these major events, but he is in the mix of the things. And then Jim Furyk, another guy who seems to kind of battle and be hovering around there. And you know what, Freddie Couples, I got to say, very impressed with him at 54, the way that he is still kind of grinding it out and battling atop this leaderboard too. So I actually think we have a really, really good, fun Sunday ahead of us.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd bring up Freddie Couples. What was it? It was a couple of years ago. We had like Tom Watson that was really battling pretty far north. You know, pretty far north of 50 as far as the age is concerned. I watched. I played golf myself yesterday, so I only caught the last couple of holes. But it looked like Bubba was starting to starting to press a little bit at the end. I think the youngster being on his tail and. I don't know. You know, Bubba's got the win under his belt. It might be a little more complacent. Let's see how he comes out on Sunday.
You know, I really like the way that Jordan Spieth approaches things, to be honest with you. I really can't remember a guy as young as he is with as much poise as he has, to be honest with you. And I'll even say that I may be stretching this, but I really think he has as much poise, if not more, than Tiger Woods did when he was a young guy and kind of battling and whipping up on the field. Yeah, he did it in a much more impressive fashion where he would, you know, roll through tournaments. But Jordan Spieth isn't afraid of anything. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of like Mary. I kind of like him today because what does the kid have to lose?
Absolutely. I think you hit the hammer. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with that. It's funny. One of the things I was reading was the youngest Masters champions going back to the Golden Bear. 17 years after that, you had Seve. 17 years after that, you have Tiger. And here we sit, 17 years since 97 when Tiger Woods pulled it off. You know, Jordan Spieth in great position to, tied with Watson. He's got Kuchar and Jordan Blix right on his tail. You know, don't rule out Ricky Fowler. I think that once you get into the -2, -1 par, I think that that's where you take people out of consideration, especially considering a 4-stroke lead going into Sunday.
I don't know, man. I've seen some major collapses at these majors, you know, and I would say, I'll be honest with you, I would say that even guys like Adam Scott, who are 1 over par, still have an outside chance. I mean, if he can post like 3 under par. And that would be a 4 under day for him. I would gotta think that some of these other guys are gonna struggle. I mean, most guys do not come out and fire low on a Sunday. I mean, usually the average is like a 72 or something along those lines on a Sunday versus, you know, the other 3 days where it could be like a 70 or a 69, somewhere in those numbers. But I wouldn't count anybody that's under par out of this thing. You got to think that fatigue might set in for Freddie Couples or something like that because he's a little older guy. But I'll tell you what, Jimmy Furyk at 2 under, that's scary. Lee Westwood, he's been there many times, like I said, and, you know, it's almost like he's accepted failure. But I think, you know, you gotta think that any of these guys – whether it's Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, Kuchar, Blix, Jimenez, Fowler, Westwood, Jim Furyk, even Thomas Bjorn at 2 under par. I really think that it is so wide open. And to be honest with you, I'm really happy that we're not talking about Tiger and we're not talking about Phil. I like seeing some new names in this thing.
Oh, I agree with you. I think that any time Tiger Woods is involved, it's good for golf. I don't think Phil Mickelson has that same effect, but definitely to see some parity. I think that I'd like to see Tiger Woods in the hunt, and this is why, because if you get Jordan Spieth being pushed by Woods, it's a little different than him going up against Jordan Blixt and Bubba Watson.
You know what though? When's the last time we saw Tiger Woods push anybody on a Sunday?
It's been since before the Thanksgiving night incident, which was 2011.
Yeah, I mean, and as far as the major drought, it's been absolutely a long time for him. And you know what, with the back problem he's got, just in general with his body breaking down. You know what? At a time, I actually thought this was going to be the return of Tiger Woods this year, because a lot of these courses that they have the major events on, he's won on. And I really am second guessing myself, and I'm second guessing whether Tiger Woods will ever come back and be that formidable number one player that he used to be.
Absolutely, it would not shock me one bit if he's got less than two majors left in him. Maybe less than three. I think that he somehow wins another one, just because he's by his standards, washed up as he is. I still think he's got enough in the tank to pull one more out, maybe two. But he's just and let's face it, the guy's in his upper 30s. He's on the back nine of his career, and it might be a tragic drop off. It already has been, if you ask me.
I like that play on words there in the back nine of his career. I like that. But, interesting, I heard something that at some awards dinner a while back, Tiger Woods' father had said, Tiger will win 14 majors. Look, the guy is right on the money, obviously, and I don't know if that kind of sits in the back of his head to a certain degree where – his father called the number 14, and that's where he sits. Maybe he doesn't win any more major championships, and maybe he gets 14. And again, that's an unbelievable feat. And what Jack did was unbelievable as well. And it's getting tougher and tougher to think that he's going to be able to catch Jack.
I agree with that. I agree with you. Maybe it's time for new blood. Maybe it's time for the Rory McIlroys and the Jordan Spieths to take over, and Ricky Fowler, for that matter, to take over this game.
It's a younger generation, a little bit more athletic generation, I think, and you see just more athletes out there. It's a different game. Look, they all hit the ball 300 and some odd yards off the tee, and they all are incredibly long in general. But I don't know if it's a staggering stat, to be honest with you, with how many fairways in regulation these guys hit, greens in regulations. It's actually staggering, because it's not as high as you would think. And then it makes you really appreciate what these guys are good at. And what these guys are good at is escaping from getting themselves in terrible positions. So I like to call them escape artists, to be honest with you. And I truly appreciate what these guys can do. I play golf at a pretty high level myself, Jeff. I'm pretty close to a scratch golfer, and there's just certain days that I don't have it, and I just find it very incredible, very amazing how these guys can keep it together. And when one part of their game is failing, they're able to rebound and really take it to another level in a different part of the game. And that's really the ability these guys have, which is being an escape artist.
Yeah. Hey, remind me never to take you up on any invitation to play golf if you're that good. But, from what I've seen, especially watching, Saturday, it's all about the pin placement, seeing where you can put the pin to make it impossible for these guys to hit. It's not like that. The Masters is a little more reasonable than the U.S. Open. They're not putting on ice rinks here, but I've seen some really good saves. I thought one of the saves of the day was Freddie Couples coming out of the trap I can't remember if it was 17 or 18 yesterday, but I was really impressed with him at 54 yesterday.
Well, and speaking of that, what was really unimpressive was the way that Phil struggled in the bunkers, a guy that is usually so crafty and makes some unbelievable shots. He's going bunker to bunker out there. And I just, you know what, it just wasn't meant to be for him. And you know what, the bottom line is that we got some new blood, and I think we can all be happy about that, to be honest with you. I think it's refreshing. I like seeing Jordan Spieth. I like seeing Jonas Blakes, Miguel Jimenez, Ricky Fowler. I mean, just some new names that should be on that leaderboard. We got them. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to hook up with the professor, our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So keep it close. A lot of golf talk on the other side, some baseball, maybe a little hockey. And then Jeff and I will wrap it up with talking maybe a little bit of NBA as well. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf taking you through this hour. In case you missed it, we spoke with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Check out the website, TIX4cause.com. It really is the website with a heart. You can make a difference by going there and purchasing your tickets. We know you're going to do it, so you might as well do it where you can make a difference. And the place to do that is ticksforcause.com. Now joining us, though, Jeff, we've got our man. I know you got to meet him this week. I have yet to hook up with him, but we will hook up this week before he gets out of town. None other than John Poulter. John, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How are the two of you this morning?
Well, it's beautiful, man. It's just another typical day here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm sure you're somewhat getting used to it, and it's boring, but you know what? Somebody's got to do it, John.
There's nothing boring about sunshine, and there's nothing boring about vacation, so I'm sitting here ready to enjoy the second week of our vacation.
Well, you deserve it, and again, we'll chat for sure, and we'll hook up this week, because it would be absolutely stupid of us not to get together and at least chat in person. So we will make it happen. And speaking of making it happen, I hate to brag, I hate to boast, but right now, my Milwaukee Brewers are the hottest team in baseball. They got the best record in baseball, won 8 straight games, and everything seems to be rolling right now for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes, it does. 8-2 overall, 8-2 in their last 10, 8 wins in a row, unbeaten at 6-0 on the road, and yesterday they ended the game with a routine 2-6-1 double play.
Yeah, I mean, just fantastic. You know, Bronny has the thumb incident or the thumb issue, but really doesn't seem to be slowing down the Milwaukee Brewers at this point.
No, the Bron situation's a little bit strange. This is an injury that kept him out for a few weeks last year prior to his suspension. So the immediate question would be, why didn't he have some surgery if surgery was required? Why wouldn't he have that while he was serving the suspension? But from what I've read, and I've only read a couple of articles on it, obviously haven't talked to anybody about it, but I understand the issue is that there were 2 surgeries suggested last year, neither of which sounded very positive. One was to remove the nerve entirely, which would give him no feeling whatsoever in the finger, which I guess would be a lifestyle issue, certainly after baseball. And the other one was to take the nerve out but leave the nerve endings in so that he would have some feeling, but apparently that was quite painful. And I understand this week that they're discussing some other type of surgery now, which appears to be somewhat experimental. So obviously there would be some hesitation about going forward with that and certainly going forward with it during the season. So my guess is it's probably something he's going to have to play with for the balance of the season, and maybe rest will do him some good, maybe not, but it certainly is a rather unique situation for Ryan Braun.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, and didn't seem to bother him the day where he hit 3 home runs. I mean, it's just, I think it's going to be one of those things where some days are worse than others, and you know what, he may have it one day, and he may not have it the next day, and like you said, I think the surgery route is a little bit dicey, and from what I had heard was that they thought rest would be a good thing first and foremost, but that along the lines of what you said, that these surgeries really didn't sound all that appealing, and they were hoping and praying that rest would be a very significant key in helping him to recover and be able to play at a high level. And like I said, again, he had 3 home runs the other day in one game, and I think it's just going to be one of those things where some days he's got it and some days he doesn't.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you look at the stats, he started out, I think, in the first 4 games, he was 1-for-16 with a walk, so I guess that was 4 games where he didn't have it. So I guess the team and Braun are going to have to live with the inconsistency and the ups and downs for the balance of the season.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. Go ahead, fire away, Jeff.
Hey, John, first of all, I want to thank you for joining me on my 185 podcast yesterday. It was a pleasure having you. Second, something I was reading this morning that was a little bit alarming about the World Baseball Classic a year ago. It hits close to home with me, with Chris Perez and Vinny Pistano having down years, Pistano just being sent down again this year. But all the relievers in the World Baseball Classic, it's ridiculous. From Team Canada alone, you had John Axford, Felipe Amat, Chris LaRue, Tyler Magnuson out of the bullpen that all had down years in 2013, all had regressed a little bit in 2013 after having good 2012 seasons and pitching in the World Baseball Classic. And then you throw in the starter, Jameson Taillon, Jeremy Affeldt, Heath Bell, David Hernandez, Mitchell Boggs, all regressed after the World Baseball Classic. is it time to rethink this thing, maybe play it after the season, or you know, is this just a little bit of a fluke that so many of the relievers, the relief pitchers that pitched in this exhibition had problems with their day jobs?
Well, you know, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me on your podcast yesterday. It was great to meet you and also to participate in your podcast. And you know, with respect to the World Baseball Classic and pitchers getting hurt, I have to think there's some connection. You know, I think this goes back to a comment that Fred made on last week's show with respect to Kershaw and the Diamondbacks Dodgers games in Australia, and the fact that Kershaw was pitching in what would normally be spring training time, and you know, because it was regular season, he pitched 6 or 7 innings, and perhaps that's a lot longer than he would normally go at that time of the year. And I think the relievers are probably in very much the same situation. I mean, these guys were pitching in competitive games probably a month ahead of schedule last year. And, you know, there's always wear and tear on a reliever's arm because we tend to look at the innings pitched and the number of times that a reliever goes into the game, but we don't ever take into account the number of times he warmed up in the bullpen and perhaps didn't come into the game. So over the course of a year, I think that certainly has to just add to the numbers. And, you know, you may look at a guy and say, well, he was in 60 games and he threw 48 innings. Well, it's quite possible he actually threw a lot more than that, because there might have been 10 or 15 games where he came into the ball game or came into the ball game when the game was out of reach, or he was warming up to come into the ball game when it looked like it was tied, and then all of a sudden his team scores 4 runs. It's no longer a save situation, so he's not used, and we just don't know what those statistics are. So they definitely build up over time.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I wanted to ask you also, John, about the fantastic season that the Colorado Avalanche had. Is there any question as the hockey season comes to a close that Patrick Waugh is going to be our Coach of the Year in the National Hockey League?
I think he almost has to be, simply because he took a program that was, it was rebuilding, but it was still down when he took it. And I think he's done a fabulous job there. And, you know, the interesting thing is in that division, Colorado and St. Louis each have one game to play today, and they're absolutely tied right across the board. They've both got 52 wins, 22 losses, and 7 overtime losses, and they've both scored 248 goals. They're both at 111 points. Colorado holds the tiebreaker, which is regulation and overtime wins. I think they've got an advantage of about 4 games there. So if both teams do the same thing today, Colorado wins. I think he's definitely the Coach of the Year, although I think Mike Babcock in Detroit has got to get an awful lot of consideration, mainly because he had so many players injured, and a month ago nobody thought the Red Wings would be in the playoffs, and here they are sitting at the number 8 seed and getting their best players back in Datsyuk and Zetterberg, and you know, they're going to be heard from. So I think Babcock deserves some credit, but for a different reason.
You know, John, and speaking of teams that are in the playoffs and out of the playoffs, Coyotes are out of the playoffs. They've been eliminated. Definitely had a bad slide toward the end of the season, you know, losing 7 straight. Got to be a little disappointed, because I kind of think they had much bigger hopes here in Phoenix.
Yeah, they definitely did. Saw an interview with Dave Tippett last night around the dinner hour, and he was indicating the same thing, that when they came out of the Olympic break, he really felt that the Coyotes had a chance to really come along and sort of do something good in terms of the playoffs. They knew they were in tough. There's 5 or 6 really good teams in the Western Conference. So there's a handful of teams that, you know, are looking at the last couple of spots, the 2 wild card spots. But I think Tippett and his players really felt that they were in there with a chance. Obviously, the injury to goaltender Mike Smith was a big factor. You know, you can't lose your number one goaltender when you're playing close games like that. And, you know, that has to be a big factor in my mind. And we'll never know what might have happened if Smith had stayed healthy.
Yeah, I mean, thinking right, I'm just kind of looking at a lot of the local teams here, you know, and success has been tough to find, you know, to be honest with you. You know, the Phoenix Suns, we're making a push to make the playoffs. They got ousted last night. Coyotes are ousted. And you know what? Looking at the Diamondbacks right now, 4-10, and to be honest with you, I really don't see that changing at this moment. They seem to be a team that's going to struggle, and the seller may be where they are for the whole season.
Yeah, I can see the Diamondbacks struggling as well. I mean, we all know that you can't come out of the gate as slowly as they have in a division that's as competitive as the National League West is. You've got the Dodgers and the Giants both playing really good baseball. And Colorado's been surprising, you know, and even San Diego has been a little bit better than perhaps we would have all anticipated. But I think the Dodgers and the Giants are the teams that are going to carry the mail there. And the Diamondbacks, my feeling is they've just dug too big of a hole, and of course their pitching problems are well scripted. And losing Corbin for the rest of the season, it was certainly the last news that they wanted.
You know, I don't think you win a division in April or May, okay? But I do think you can lose a division at the same time, you know? And like you said, getting this far behind the eight ball this early makes it very challenging, you know? And I got to say that that's the one thing the Brewers have really done poorly, you know, the past few seasons, is they get out of the gate slow, they play a great second half, and then they make this crazy push, you know? Getting out the way that they got gives them a little bit of leeway versus the way the Diamondbacks have gotten out. They've got no leeway. It's like every game's a must-win now.
Oh, for sure. And I agree with you that division titles generally aren't won in April. I can think of one exception, and it was a very rare one, and that was the I forget exactly what year, but it was the early to mid-'80s when the Tigers started 35-5, and I think we all knew at that point that division was over. But for the most part, I mean, there's never a good time to have a bad losing streak. I mean, if you do it at the start of the season, you're not playing well and you're below expectations. If you do it at the end of the season, you're choking. You know, there's never really a good time to have a 1-7 run the way that the Diamondbacks yeah. have had. But at the end of the day, it's a long race. It's 162 games. You've got to have some consistency.
I agree 100%. I mean, next week I think we will. I'm going to look at some of the records, and we'll kind of have to talk about some of the early season surprises and disappointments. Because you know, Boston's got out a little bit slow. Them being the World Series champions, they've got out of the gate slow. But nobody seems to be really running away with that division right now. You know, like you said, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and you just can't put together too many seven-game losing streaks. I don't care if it is a marathon. You got to be able to play consistently, and right now a lot of teams are not doing that.
No,
John?
Look at Miami. They start 5-1. Now they've lost their last five, and they're at the bottom of the National League East at 5-7.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Hey, John, hear that music. Means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate your time, as always. I will talk to you later, and we'll catch up this week.
You betcha. I look forward to that. Thanks very much for today, and we'll look forward to chatting next Sunday as well.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he always does. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, will be right back to wrap this thing up. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for joining us, as he always does, our professor of sports, talking baseball, a little hockey. And then Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, the website with a heart, truly the place to get your tickets of any sort, whether it's entertainment, sports, dining, you name it. They totally have you covered, and you can really make a difference in where you do purchase your tickets. Jeff, only a couple minutes left for us, and in the last moment or two, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the NBA. I guess the only thing interesting is what's going on in the Eastern Conference with Miami or Indiana being the number one seed. And then on the other side, Phoenix Suns go down in a heartbreaker last night to Dallas, and that pretty much takes care of business for them. Pretty darn good season, but at the end of the day, a very competitive Western Conference.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought their opportunity was on Friday night with Tim Duncan out of the lineup for the Spurs, and it wasn't a must win, but one of them was a must win if they didn't win the other, and they didn't get either done in Texas. So, you know, a little bit disappointing end of the season, but you know, they hit themselves in the lottery, and you know, maybe they'll catch lightning in the lottery and be able to add a key piece to the future. I mean, they're certainly going in the right direction, like what Lon Babbitt's been able to do with the club. You know, hiring Jeff Hornacek is obviously a home run hire. I talked about Patrick Waugh being coach of the year in the NHL, almost hands down. I think you got to consider Jeff Hornacek for that honor in the NBA.
Don't disagree, and I think the loss that killed him was the Laker loss maybe about 2 weeks ago. Really needed to win that game, got crushed, and then it kind of boiled over the next night too. So a couple tough losses, but ultimately a great season, like you said. Jeff, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you've been hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.